On Carnegie Mellon University Week, as temperatures rise, energy poverty could soar with them. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Destiny Nock, assistant professor in civil and environmental engineering, looks into the energy equity gap.
My research group investigates how energy poverty will be affected by energy transitions and creates methods for identifying who is experiencing energy poverty. When people hear the word poverty, they usually think of people who have trouble affording their basic needs. In the energy space, most people assume an individual is energy poor if they spend more than 6% of their income meeting their energy needs. The problem is that this assumes everyone is spending all the money they need to keep their house at a comfortable temperature, cook, and use all of the other electricity appliances we have become dependent on. This misses the people who use space heaters and their ovens to heat their homes due to high natural gas and oil prices. And what about the people who keep their houses really hot in the summer because they cannot afford electricity? In my research group, we have created an energy poverty metric called the energy equity gap, which identifies the households that are cutting their electricity consumption to reduce their financial burden. The energy equity gap is based on the difference in outdoor temperatures at which members of differing income groups are likely to start using their AC. We find that the energy equity gap between low and high income groups ranges from 4.7 degrees Fahrenheit to 7.5 degrees Fahrenheit, meaning on average, low income households wait 7 degrees longer to turn on their AC units. Some households will even wait until it is above 80 degrees. This puts them at risk of heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Foregoing air conditioning also increases the humidity in the house, meaning the occupants will be at greater risk from mold, asthma, and allergens. We hope this new dimension of energy poverty will be used, in addition to traditional income-based energy poverty metrics, to reduce the number of people suffering from energy poverty.
That was Destiny Nock of Carnegie Mellon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.